Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My fellow Americans, today you may be waiting for the highly anticipated Epstein client list to be released. So while I know you may see what appears to be my name on the list, I'd like to argue that I did not have sexual relations with those children on that island. Would it even count, though? It wasn't in the United States. Also, if you add up their ages, I'm sure it was above 18. Jeff told me since it was outside of the jail.
Bill, what the hell are you doing?
No, Hillary, I'm not confessing.
You idiot. Do I always have to clean up your mess?
What are you doing? What? No, wait. Please don't hurt the cameraman. He had nothing to do with this. No, Hillary, that was my friend. He wasn't a witness.
It's the Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his books for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight, God Around the Globe with Dr. Joel Belkin. For the second season straight, they are going home. Cynthia Geary and Cozy Zulsdorf. Sketch comedy tonight from the real Adam Rose and the Officer Tatum. A prescription for a healthy 2024 with Dr. Laura Purdy and the down-to-earth grit of Ruthie Kraft in the spotlight. From Times Square, where just because the pizza rats are sporting big hair, new furs, and miniskirts doesn't give you the right to call them mob wives, here's the...
Nope, that's definitely a no-no. And... if they turn out to be from Staten Island, you're in real trouble if you go with the whole mob wives thing. Welcome into your weekend. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Do we have a show for you tonight? Did somebody ask that? Did you ask that? Somebody asked, do we have a show? Yes, we have a show tonight. We've got the best show tonight. And we've got a lot to get to, as you just heard. Power Packed, where the brand new season of the television hit series Going Home. Cozy Zulsdorf and Cynthia Geary are going to be with us. We've got also sketch comedy tonight from our very own Officer Brandon Tatum. We're going to get to know a new fella by the name of Real Adam Rose. If you don't follow this guy on Instagram, he is hilarious. But looking forward to featuring some of his stuff. And then a little bit later, we've got a discussion with Dr. Laura Purdy on tap. I want to ask her all about the idea of doing what is necessary to have a very healthy 2024. Because I think that in 2024, there's a lot of things that could be done to be healthy, but I want to make sure I'm the healthiest of all. And so we're going to talk with her about that. So it's going to be a fun show. You got to be here. And it doesn't get hotter than this. Independent music superstar Ruthie Kraft with two phenomenal songs tonight, kicking off the 2024 new music spotlight. Last week we named the song of the year from 2023. This year we start a whole new contest between now and the end of November. Every song entered will be eligible. So Ruthie Kraft kicking things off, and she's going to join us as well tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Anyway, having said all of that, did you notice that we have finally arrived? Because Monday, start of this next week, Monday, we've got the first votes going to be counted in 2024 presidential election cycle. And for all of the debates, for all of the hours of contests and commercials and all the other things. And I'm sure, my friends, those of you in Iowa tonight, I'm sure you are tired, tired beyond tired of seeing all of the sad ads from all of the people that were fighting like mad to be in second place. All of the elbows thrown, all of the cups of coffee and free donuts that Chris Christie could absorb, all of the places where Nikki Haley's high heels had a hard time getting through the mud, all of the places where Ron DeSantis's high heels had a hard time getting through the mud. Friends, there was just nothing like this. For all of the effort to go to all of the counties and to speak to everybody across the state and to pet pigs and kiss babies and to shake hands and to sometimes kiss babies that didn't know that there were babies and to call different people by name even if you didn't know who they were. At the end of the day, all of the effort, it will have been for naught. How am I so confident of this? If you see the polls? Even after these last rounds of last-minute debates, President Donald Trump, former President Trump, has a commanding lead over both Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy is down there somewhere, and Chris Christie, he just like a jelly donut, rolled himself right out of this race. Now, what does all that mean? Well, at the end of the day, and you know, even one of the headlines going into the last couple of days, oh, new dark horse, Nikki Haley emerging to pass Ron DeSantis. It happened in one poll. Yes, but she's now moving into these. And it's only a little bit. Like, you didn't really get that much going on. But yes, but now she's surpassed Ron in second place. Does that mean anything? No. Because you know what's going to happen? And I've said this, I've written it, I've said it on other channels, I'm saying it on my radio show, I'm saying it on my television show here. Donald Trump's going to win Iowa handily. He's going to win New Hampshire. Maybe handily, maybe not handily, but he's going to win it. Then he's going to go to Nevada, and they're going to say, who else is running in this race? And then he's going to come back to South Carolina. Nikki Haley's home state, supposed to be her backstop, supposed to be the place where everyone's going to say, oh, that's where the comeback started. She's going to lose there. You got four states in a row from the top of this cycle where the former president who felt as though he was cheated out of a second term. And friends, you can say equal things that can all be true at the same time. And you can admit that there was something goofy about the 2020 outcomes from all of the things that didn't meet historical standards, all of the outliers. And usually if two or three of the outliers come true, then a candidate wins. There were 12 that came true. And Joe Biden won when all 12 of them were in Donald Trump's favor. Doesn't make any sense. But as of Monday night, it's not going to matter. Because it's going to be a cold one. I think it's going to be -5 in the warm spots outside on this coming Monday. And when everybody huddles together and they stand around and they go to their spots and then they get counted and they take the final number, Donald Trump will have won the Iowa caucus. And after he's won the Iowa caucus, he will have the momentum going into the New Hampshire primary. And after New Hampshire, he's going to clean house in Nevada. It's not going to be close in Nevada. And then that's going to lead us to South Carolina, where I believe he will win his fourth contest in a row. And by then, all of the donors will be done. The donors are going to be done with Ron DeSantis after Iowa's done, because that's where he's put all of his time and effort. DeSantis doesn't have a prayer of a chance in New Hampshire. And if it comes down to it and they say, well, there's going to be a chance for one of them to have a shot at Trump, so one of them has to get out, and I think Ron DeSantis will get out and endorse Nikki Haley. And it won't matter. And I've known for 6 months it's not going to matter. Because as my alter ego, Votstradamus, likes to observe, I can read the signs on the ground really well. And here's what the signs on the ground tell us. There's not going to be a surge in Iowa for DeSantis. The surge in New Hampshire for Nikki Haley is kind of not a real thing. It's kind of made up. And no one can stop Trump. You know what else no one can stop? The government wanting to behave badly and take your money if they want to. That's why they have built what's called a bail-in into some of the economic policy in recent years. And my friends over at Swiss America have just published a phenomenal in-depth piece called The War on Cash. Did you know the government's trying to actually get you out of the business of using your cash? This report is free. It's very compelling. If you would like to get a copy, please call this number, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Tell them you're listening to That Kevin Show, or go to swissamerica.com/That Kevin Show. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Very good to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be with you from New York. One of the things that we tracked all through 2023 was the persecution of people for what they believe across the globe. And my primary partner in that endeavor is Christian Solidarity International. We have been working together for, I think it's about 12 years now. And for many of you who have listened, you know that we have been in the process of liberating human slaves in recent years. And we had a tremendous year in 2023. Our goal was a little over 190. We ended up liberating, I think, in excess of 210 women and children from that bondage. So very, very thankful for your efforts on all of that. And we'll give you more information on that as we go along. But I want to welcome back Dr. Joel Veldkamp, who is one of the key members of CSI on the ground internationally and consistently working in all of the hot spots around the world. And he spent a lot of time with us in the previous year. Joel, it's good to see you for the first time in 2024. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Kevin. Thank you.
Sadly, I was saying this off air, when you and I get together, it's not usually because there's good news. We spoke a lot about a region called Nagorno-Karabakh in 2023, and I don't know that my listeners are fully aware of what transpired there. We rallied American lawmakers and British Parliament members, and yet it seems like our efforts still fell short. What happened?
Yeah, so this is a region that's part of the ancient homeland of the Armenian Christian people. It's been a Christian region for 1,700 years, and this January 6th, which is when Armenians celebrate Christmas. This will be the first Christmas in 1,700 years when there are no church services in Nagorno-Karabakh. There are no bells ringing. There are no prayers being offered because in September, the dictatorship of Azerbaijan attacks Nagorno-Karabakh after a nine-month siege and drove the entire Christian population out of their homes. So over 100,000 Armenian Christians are now refugees in the neighboring country of Armenia. And it's a land of ghosts now. There's no one who lives there.
These people that were driven out, they are ethnically Armenians. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. But the reason that Nagorno-Karabakh was significant was because, as you said, it was a Christian space. It was a place. And it formerly was a formal portion of Armenia. How did it become a part separate from Armenia?
It's a long story, but basically Joseph Stalin, when he was the commissioner for nationalities of the Soviet Union, before he was the dictator of the whole Soviet Union, he made the decision to take Nagorno-Karabakh away from Armenia and put it inside the Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan, which was a majority Muslim.
So he moved the border of Azerbaijan into sovereign Armenian space and took Nagorno-Karabakh.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And so it's been that way since the middle of the past century, et cetera. Had they been allowed to practice their Christianity up until just this year?
During the communist times, there was not a single church that was open in Nagorno-Karabakh. There was not a single priest there. But when the Soviet Union fell apart, when communist Russia collapsed in the early 90s, Armenian Christians of Nagorno-Karabakh rose up and were able to seize their freedom. They were able to make themselves into an independent republic, closely allied to the Republic of Armenia. And so for the past 30 years, yes, it was a free land. It was a land where Christianity was flourishing. It was a democracy in a region surrounded by dictatorships. And now it's just been erased from the map in basically 1 week in September.
We discussed the siege many times in 23. The people that were displaced and taken to Armenia, were they
taken peacefully? Was it torturous? How did Azerbaijan treat the refugees as they were getting them out of their country?
It was quite painful. I've made this drive myself from Nagorno-Karabakh to Armenia. It normally takes 2 hours. It was taking these people 3 to 4 days because there were just so many people trying to leave at the same time because there was so much terror and so much fear from the Azerbaijani bombing and children getting shot on bicycles and people disappearing. So people were riding in dump trucks. They're riding 10 people to a car. Officially, it's reported that 64 people died just trying to make that drive, whether from health crises or dehydration or, you know, young babies and elderly people succumbing to the elements. So it was extremely traumatic, this exodus.
I know that under the previous administration, there had been some hope that the Trump people with his ambassadors and so forth that were there, that the persecution of people based on faith was going to be something that was going to be lessened in the future. It appears that the current administration reversed course on most of those initiatives and policies. What was CSI's feeling about how the British government and the U.S. government interacted on this issue?
On this issue in particular, it's quite clear that the U.S. and the U.K. orchestrated the ethnic cleansing of Nagorno-Karabakh. I'm sorry to say, it's very clear that they want Azerbaijan as an ally against Russia and the rights and freedoms and the history of this ancient Christian people just took a backseat to that. President Biden was photographed shaking hands with the Azerbaijani foreign minister in New York as the bombing campaign was underway in September. So it was quite brazen, I would say. And, you know, I don't know how much President Trump actually knew about this issue, but I have to say his administration was not a lot better on this particular crisis.
I know that this particular issue, they weren't really, it had not really bubbled to the degree that it was until more recently. But in opening discussions about persecution, generally speaking, we had not had an administration kind of take that step. Let me ask you, the displaced refugees, how have they been received in Armenia? I mean, they're ethnically identified with those people, but obviously they've lived separate from them for a while. What's been the acclimation of those people into Armenian territories?
Yeah, in many ways they are a separate people. They have their own dialect of the Armenian language. They have their own history, their own customs. But it has been inspiring, actually, to see Armenian civil society and Armenian volunteers kind of rise to the challenge of welcoming these people.
Does Armenia see itself as a Christian country?
It does, yeah. Okay. Christianity is integral to Armenian identity. But, you know, Armenia is not a rich country, and their population just increased by 4% overnight, and that's entirely refugees who don't own anything, much less houses or cars or other necessities. So it's not been easy to welcome these people, but I would say
this
on the whole,
this may be self-evident or self-fulfilling, but is CSI on the ground in Armenia? Are you working with the Nagorno-Karabakh refugees? Is there a way that my people can help?
We are. We're working with a few different Armenian groups to help these refugees, and one of these groups is led by a man named Vardan, who's really a hero. He's a rehabilitation specialist, and he's been working for decades to help people with war wounds or people with physical and mental disabilities, acclimate to life. And he was doing that work in Nagorno-Karabakh, but now he's exiled with the rest of his team and the rest of his patients. And he's continued, even though his patients are scattered all across the country of Armenia.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. update. President Biden calls the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The DOD, Department of Defense, says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen.
I would hope that they don't retaliate, but we're prepared in the event that they do.
That is Lieutenant General Douglas Sims at a Pentagon press conference late Friday afternoon. Iowa, under a winter weather warning, freezing snowy Iowa, the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses on Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Glad to have you back with us, Kevin McCullough, That Kevin Show. Here as we get 2024 kicked off in the early portion of the year, I wanted to give us a little sense of some of the things that we had talked about in terms of persecution of people for their faith around the globe. As you know, we kind of talk about this on a regular basis, and as far as I know, I'm the only radio show, television show on the planet that does so intentionally. Sometimes headlines will pop up, but we make it a focus here for a very specific reason. That is because everybody else refuses to, and it needs to be discussed. Dr. Joel Veldkamp rejoins me. He is with Christian Solidarity International. He works internationally on a lot of these issues. Joel, the other story that we've been tracking for a couple of years is the the Fulani herdsmen and their attacks against the Christians in the upper plateau of Nigeria. And this has been a hot spot off and on for a long time. But on Christmas Day, something very tragic happened. Can you tell us, fill us in on that?
Yeah, at least a dozen different villages in Plateau State in Nigeria, Christian villages, were attacked by Fulani militias between December 23 and December 25. And we don't know exactly how many people were killed, but at least 160, probably 200 Christians were massacred on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve this year.
The purpose of which was what? What do the herdsmen hope to accomplish in carrying this out?
It's a slow genocide process or slow ethnic cleansing process. They want to terrorize the Christians into leaving this land so they can have this land for themselves. Partly it is just a desire for land, but there's also this long-standing tradition of Muslim dominance over Christians in this region of Nigeria. And that's a tradition that was reinforced by the British when they colonized Nigeria. They basically gave this region and the Christians who live there to the Muslims to rule over. So there's a sense of entitlement and the sense that this land really should belong to Muslims and they should be able to take it from Christians.
People may not be as familiar with the term Fulani herdsmen, but they've heard the term Boko Haram. Can you give us a little bit of a profile of who this group is?
Yeah, Boko Haram and the Fulani militias are kind of two flavors of the same stream, which is in northern Nigeria. There's been a real revival of Islamic radicalism in the last 30 years. Mm. So Boko Haram was a very religiously oriented group from a certain ethnic group, and they have launched a jihad to overthrow the entire Nigerian government and invade other countries as well. It was quite grandiose in scale, but Boko Haram has diminished in the last few years. The Fulani militias aren't necessarily dedicated to overthrowing the Nigerian government. They just want to destroy the Christians in certain regions of Nigeria.
So they have a tinier target, but it's more deadly.
It's more deadly, for sure, than Boko Haram. And because it's not a threat to the Nigerian government, they don't get very much attention from the U.S. or from the U.S.'s allies.
It was my understanding that the current Nigerian president is a supporter of the herdsmen.
He's ambiguous. He is keeping quiet right now.
Endorsement. If you don't condemn the evil, then you're kind of saying it's okay.
That's the way a lot of Nigerians see it, and I tend to agree with them. We've had 10 years continuous of Muslims being president in Nigeria right now, and that has really been accompanied by deterioration in the situation, I would say.
What is CSI doing in this particular situation, and how can my people be of help?
We're in touch with our partners on the ground. I actually got a call at 4 a.m. on December 26th, and I knew it was important because it was from Nigeria, so I answered it, and our partner wanted to show me a mass burial that was happening in a Christian village in Nigeria. So he's there. We're working with him to get some food distributed because in addition to the people who were killed, tens of thousands of people have fled their homes to be safe, and these people need help where they are. So we're working on that with them. And aside from that, we have multiple ongoing projects in Nigeria all the time to help refugees and people who are thrown in jail for their faith, which happens sometimes still in Nigeria.
Well, there is no other group, as far as I am aware of, friends, that is doing more to address the issue of this level of persecution than Christian Solidarity International. I've been very, very humbled to be their partner for the last 10 years. And you and I, working together every year, continue to liberate slaves in their name in Sudan. Again, our goal was to liberate about 190 in 2023, and you just stepped forward in a dramatic and impressive way. 210 plus have been liberated because of your generosity and because of your care for those that are in deep trouble.
Ready or not? Right back. That's Kevin.
Get Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have multiple ones, are part of a brand, well, not a brand new, a season two, similar to that Kevin show, for the PureFlix Great American Network that is tackling a subject from a very compassionate, quite unique, and very heartwarming perspective. Would you put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, and please welcome Cynthia Geary and Cozy Zulsdorf. So glad to have you with us. I had not seen any of season one, so I was a little bit, you know, in the in the ignorance on this, but when I kind of captured the understanding of what the show is all about, I just really, it was really touching for me for a couple of reasons. I lost a mother at 17 who did have to have hospice care at the end of her life. And I had a few grandparents that went through that as well. Let me start with you, Cynthia, because you're the kind of veteran here. What drew you to this particular show, and what is it about it that got you excited about doing this role?
Everything. I think it's really unique. We haven't seen something like this on television before. It's also such a universal topic. Everyone's going to face it, like you said. Everyone's got their stories, their experience with hospice care or death of a loved one. What drew me personally to it was the writing. It's just such a well-written, well-thought-out. Our show creator, Dan Merchant, has been so meticulous with our characters and putting this show together. He worked hand in hand with Hospice of Spokane, Washington, and the stories and the things we talk about are all true stories coming from real life that he's been able to use. And I think it really shows in the show. I mean, the response I've gotten from people is just like, you know, everyone's like, oh, I had that experience, or I went through this, and it's really been rewarding as an actor to be a part of this show and a person.
It is now streaming on Great American Pure Flix. And I just want to say, I need to back up. I got ahead of myself. The series is called Going Home, and it just started streaming this week. But I'm just curious, Cozy, you know, you worked on a lot of mainstream stuff. When you got the call for this, was there any concern at all that you were, you know, doing something that was more faith-based or family-friendly?
No concern at all. If you look at my resume, you will see, like you said, a lot of mainstream things, but you'll always see things in line with the faith that I profess to be mine. You know, I'm pretty vocal.
Yeah.
You won't really be able to not tell that I love Jesus when you meet me, because he's just the guiding force of my entire life. So it was really fun to be a part of a project that profess the same values that I do. It definitely requires thought, because it's so rare, like, to get anything made, first of all, and then for people to get things made that are faith-based, they have to be really excellent, and it takes so much money to make something amazing. And, you know, Going Home really stuck out for me among faith-based programming as something really powerful, really genuine, and palatable without being diluted, if that makes sense.
And I just want to say, the cast that they are pairing you girls with, you're getting all-star talent, too. I mean, in season one, you saw a bunch of big names, and you're getting a bunch of big names in season two. So, and it almost has, if I can be as in poor taste to name a show that was also quite popular, This Is Us. It has a very emotive, very connecting kind of feel to this. And I'm curious, Cynthia, I'll come back to you for this one. Is there a piece of you in the story? Have you struggled with letting go of someone through a hospice situation? Have you personally taken on, do you have a connection to this subject matter?
You know, the funny thing is, when I got these scripts, Kevin, I really hadn't ever stepped foot in the hospice. I hadn't had no experience with hospice care. I was so incredibly fortunate, but I hadn't experienced a lot of death and loved ones. And at my age, I'm like, I am very fortunate. My father recently passed away. Oh. And so now I can say that I have experienced that. But what this show has given me is it's opened my eyes to the possibilities and to hospice care, and really changed my attitude about death and not being afraid, and looking at this as an opportunity to really create something and lasting and beautiful memories with my loved ones. And So I feel like this has just been an incredible gift to me. I take the things I've learned in this show, and with my father passing recently, I literally heard myself saying things that we say on this show. And so it was like unusual and weird. And I'm like, am I quoting a line from my show? But it was real.
Yeah. That's really incredible. Cozy, same question to you. What is your connection to the subject matter?
Well, I come at it from a few different ways. When I was really, really small, my mom thought I would be a hospice care worker when I grew up or work in a senior living center, because I've always gravitated toward grandparents and people who were my grandparents' age. Even when I was small, I was just never afraid of like older people. I was always excited to be with them. And so even though that's not the direction my life went, it felt very clandestine and like perfect that I would someday play this character. Also, I have hospice care workers in my family. My cousin's a hospice nurse. And so I've learned about it from her and always just been really intrigued. You know, all my grandparents had passed away by the time I was 14. So I was really acquainted with hospice care, losing people, and It just felt like a really good fit to bring the part of me that wondered, in another life, would this be my calling, you know, to kind of have it be my calling in a strange, specific way on this show.
Well, in a way that is attempting to give hope to others in the same process through the telling of great stories. Ladies, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. We really are grateful for it.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got
it. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. It's
Ready or Not. We'll be right back.
So, I'm going home.
That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
In 2023, it was Lindsay L., country artist, that sat with us and kicked off the new music spotlight for the year. This year, we will hear from independent artist and Austin resident, Ruthie Kraft, who's got a couple of brand new songs to share with us tonight. Here's her latest, called Candy Store, on New Music Spotlight.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she sweet? Is she somebody or is she just your treat? Isn't she lovely? Oh, isn't she? You like how she's singing, you laugh at her joke. Almost like you had seen all this before. Isn't she lovely? Oh, isn't she? I'm remembering it all too well. How it felt when you told me the same. I don't know, I wanted someone else. Different girl who looked a lot like me. Like a little kid looking down in the candy store, picking up papers till it's not your favorite anymore. Never making up your mind, wasting everybody's time. You're a little kid running around in the candy store, getting yours just before you leave. You're coming back for more, take whatever you can find, leaving all the truth behind. You're a little kid just running around, you're a little kid just running. You're a little kid just running around. Wasn't I lovely? Wasn't I sweet? Was I an ending or was I the mean? You only want her. You can't have me. I'm remembering it all too well. How it felt when you told me the same. I don't know, I wanted someone else. Different girl who looked a lot like me. Like a little kid looking down in a candy store, picking your favorite till it's not your favorite anymore. Never making up your mind, wasting everybody's time. You're a little kid running around in a candy store, getting your stuff before you leave. You're coming back for more, take whatever you can find, leaving all the truth behind. You're a little kid just running around. You're a little kid just running. You're a little kid just running around.
Start the year on the New Music Spotlight, Ruthie Kraft joining us in this next hour and with another song.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.